The Government Accountability Office issued a report Tuesday saying the U.S. government's strategy for stabilizing Iraq does address security, political, and economic objectives there, but does not adequately or effectively describe how to achieve those goals. Top GAO official David Walker told a congressional hearing other concerns about the Bush strategy involve how U.S. interests match Iraqi and international interests.
It does not fully address how U.S. goals and objectives will be integrated with those of the Iraqi government and the overall international community, nor does it detail the Iraqi government's anticipated contribution to its future security and reconstruction needs.
Meanwhile, across town, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, acknowledged there is ongoing violence there, but said he would not define the chaos as a civil war.
There is a sectarian conflict focused particularly in Baghdad right now. But the state institutions are holding. Leaders of the different communities are in the government. They say they want to stay in the government.
The U.S. military death toll from the Iraq war stands at more than 2,500 casualties. Meanwhile, attacks in and around Baghdad also continue to kill scores of Iraqi security forces and civilians, including at least 30 people on Tuesday. Khalilzad rejected calls for U.S. troops to immediately withdraw and warned that what he called a precipitous departure from Iraq could be destabilizing for the region and for the world. He said the United States is already in Iraq and so should be responsible for helping to usher in some sort of positive finish.
We have to do everything that we can as good people, thinking about our own future and the future of the world and the future of Iraqis, that we have played a role in this, that we do what we can to have a good end in terms of this what we have started.
He said there are several positive developments that should give Americans optimism about prospects for a more stable Iraq. First of all, he pointed to the greater political participation of Sunni Muslims, who make up about 40% of Iraq's population and who had boycotted elections in January 2005. He added that some insurgent groups have asked the Iraqi government to provide them with arms so they can fight the foreign terrorists. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.